Larry Bordine is packing his car. He's headed to the beach to surf. He and his friend Carl are tossing gear into the trunk. They strap the boards down on the roof. They're nearly running around the car as they pack it. Larry will be 55 this year, but he's so excited he looks like a kid. Giddy, almost. We get in the car and drive toward the beach.
This is what you gotta remember in here, like this is slow, 20 miles an hour, cause kids playing. And usually I just putz through here, but like when you're going surfing, we go through here like at 90. Like, whoa.
Larry grew up in California, and he surfed a lot as a teenager with his friends. He'd kind of forgotten about surfing after he moved to Michigan in the 80s, though. Not the surfing hotspot that California is. But in 2000, Larry and his wife Nancy took a trip to Hawaii. The trip got him thinking about how much he loved surfing as a kid. He really wanted to surf again.
And in my head, I could see it, I could feel it. I knew I was just going to jump on a board and away I was going to go. Just pick right up where I left off. And my wife wanted to have a surf lesson. And I kind of poo-pooed it. I thought, we don't need lessons.
But she insisted.
We got boards and we paddled out with the instructor. And I took like two strokes and fell off my board. And it was like, whoa. And I was like a total beginner. And at that point, I realized how much fun it was. So that was like, I remember this. I remember this feeling. And that was almost like a first ride.
Larry and I are standing together on Alberta Beach near Frankfurt. Today, it's overcast, about 50 degrees out. He and I are both wearing black wetsuits and booties.
This is a beautiful beach that you paddle out, you get out there, you turn around, look back, you wouldn't know you're not in Costa Rica.
It may be a beautiful beach, but it's not exactly well known for its huge waves. Many days, the waves here are only big enough for a squirrel to surf.
You could see that if you were a squirrel right now, you could catch that wave, you could go to the bottom, you could turn to the right and ride it all the way down the beach.
The perfect waves for squirrels.
Perfect
surfing.
Wave for a squirrel. And that's what we have today, so we're going to go squirrel around out there.
When Larry got back from that trip to Hawaii, he set out to find surf on the lakes. That's how he found Frankfurt, now his main surfing spot. Eventually, he got a board, too. It was the kind he used to have in California.
I was out, and the waves were really small that day. We were getting little rides, but they were, you know, hard to catch and kind of choppy. And I thought, you know, I should be able to design a board that's perfect for our waves here in the Great Lakes, not an ocean board.
So he went home to design a surfboard just for Michigan, which makes sense. Larry's an engineer. So to solve the problem of surfing on a board designed for Lake Michigan, he learned the science of surfboards. He even studied the waves in the lake. He drew up a plan and started building his first Michigan surfboard. The last step was applying one more layer of epoxy, but the epoxy wouldn't set. It was too cold in his garage. So he brought the board inside, and before long, the house filled with fumes. He decided to leave.
So I got to get out of here. So I go to the bookstore, and I'm looking at surf magazines. And I came across this article about stand-up paddle surfing. This was in 2004, and this was my first introduction to stand-up paddle surfing. And they were talking about why they do it. And on every paragraph, I would like read the paragraph and think, well, we have that here. We can do that here. And then it just clicked, and it's like, wait a minute, this is like the perfect board for here.
He realized the board he just built was pretty similar to the ones he saw in the article. But he also noticed that these surfers had something he hadn't thought about yet, a paddle.
So the next time we had a big wave day, I took that board out and I had a paddle that I had modified. The minute I got in this thing and paddled out and caught a wave, it was just like, this is it. And I've been there ever since.
By the way, this isn't paddle boarding. It's paddle surfing. It's much more active. It looks like, well, surfing, just on a bigger board. I tried stand-up paddle surfing with Larry. The waves weren't big, and I wasn't very good, but I get it now.
That is so cool.
When Larry and his wife used to come to Frankfurt to surf, they would always pass this one building on their drive home. It reminded him of the surf shops he saw as a kid.
And you get to the edge of town, here's this abandoned building with big windows. It just seemed like, boy, that should be a surf shop. Towards the end, I remember seeing a sign out. It's like, oh, that's for sale. But never even dreamed that we'd end up owning it.
But now they do own it. Beach Nut Surf Shop. It's been open since 2010. This is their seventh year. And that's because it's not just squirrel waves out here. Larry says the idea that surfing's lousy here is a misconception.
We've had 30-foot days out there. There's some 60-foot faces that come rolling in. That a lot of people think, you know, that can't be. But, you know, we get waves big enough to sink 1,000-foot-long ships.
There was another time that Larry and Nancy went to Hawaii to surf for 10 days. At first, it was the best thing ever, Larry said. But after a few days, he got tired of it. He'd go to the same spot, catch the same perfect wave, over and over. He started missing Michigan surfing, the anticipation of it and figuring out which place to go, even the choppy waves. In some ways, what makes Michigan surfing great is that the surfing in Michigan isn't always great. When most waves are squirrel waves, you don't take the big waves for granted. In Frankfurt, I'm Paula Davis for Interlochen Public Radio.